Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Welcome back to our show. I'm Daniel Rasby, a tax attorney at Higher Ground Financial Group.
And I'm Imran Rasby, Raz. And yes, I am Daniel's father. We work together. We're a father-son team.
Yeah, so Daniel and Raz. And our website is riskfeestaxes.com. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, to schedule a free video call with us to get fiduciary advice on how to reduce your risk, fees, and taxes.
Although we're fiduciaries on the radio show, we can't be because we don't know enough information about you, so we can't give you specific information. So this is more of a learning tool. It'll give you a lot of good information, and some of it may apply to you, some of it may not.
And we had a question come in. Somebody was reading a book or an article called Paychecks and Playchecks, and it's a cool concept, and I want to break that down and see whether it could be right for you as
well. Before we even get into that, I want to give credit where it's due. Tom Hagner coined that phrase. Tom Hagner's a great speaker and investment insurance advisor. He's done a great job. But what he came up with is an idea. So look, you trade your time for money, right? And that's what you're doing all your life. But then when you retire, let's get your money a job. Trade your money for money, right? So there's two different things. We bifurcate your money and we...
What does bifurcating mean? Separated in two different piles, right?
One part to make sure you have your paychecks. What are paychecks? Paychecks are everything you need to pay your bills, your mortgage, your insurance, your whatever expenses you have that you know you're going to have. Those are your paychecks. That covers that. Because if you got your paychecks covered, all your major expenses, it reduces stress.
How much do you really need in your paycheck? This is a question that a lot of our clients are wrestling with when they first come to us. And I asked them, one of the first things we ask in initial call is, how much do you need each month in retirement? And it's amazing.
I make $250,000, so I need $250,000, right?
No.
Well, because what is your take-home pay? Because out of that $250,000, you're paying taxes. You're paying your 401k or 403b or TSP. You're putting money there. You're paying maybe for life insurance, maybe some other benefit, some disability insurance, whatever you pay. It's all coming out.
What is your FICA tax, payroll tax,
all that? So what's left over? What is your net take-home pay? And are you spending all this? So maybe after the $250,000, I'm net take home pay is, say, $15,000 a month. Okay.
So $15,000 a month. But out of that, I'm putting $3,000 a month into the bank.
Right. So now I'm only spending $12,000. So that is what your net expenses are. That is what you need to be met.
So a really good way to find out what your number is it's amazing how many people, they could tell you instantly what their salary is. But if you ask them what your take home pay is, it's not something that really think about. But that actually is the most important number. So go to your bank statement, look at the last two or three deposits from your employer. And what were those? Was it $2,000 every 2 weeks? Was it $4,000? Was it $6,000, $5,000? What was it every 2 weeks? Calculate what that is. And this is the monthly amount you need. So basically twice a month, that's what you're getting. What is that number? Now think about that. After you get your paycheck, are you putting any money into after-tax savings, like your savings account, CDs, brokerage account, things like that? Because you don't need to be saving necessarily when you retire. So the basic living expenses are going to be what that is, the paycheck that you're getting minus anything you're saving out of that. And then that's the number that you really want to have guaranteed in retirement. Because if you have that guaranteed, you know that it will come every month with inflation, every month for the rest of your life, then you can have a lot more comfortable feeling in retirement. You'll have a lot less stress. There's many studies that show that people with guaranteed income are much happier in retirement.
Less heart attacks, less stress. So there's a lot of health benefits with that guaranteed income as well.
How do you achieve that guaranteed lifetime income for your paychecks?
Well, Social Security, right?
Well, Social Security, hopefully you get Social Security. If you're like most people, you get Social Security, but that might not be enough. And for many people, it's not enough to cover your basic living expenses.
Right.
Because you might get $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 even from Social Security.
And if you're a lucky few that get a pension, then you got pension and Social Security, those are your paychecks. Is that enough to cover all your living expenses? And it may be, but it may not be.
So let's say it's not quite enough. You need an extra $3,000 a month. Okay. So what do you do? How do you guarantee that extra $3,000 a month? Well, you have to go buy a private pension. That's the really the best way to do that. And what is a private pension? Oh, it's an annuity. I said the word annuity. It's terrible.
That's what all pensions are.
Yes, exactly. So a pension, Social Security is an annuity, right? Pension is an annuity. So if you have some kind of private annuity that will pay that guaranteed lifetime income to fill that gap.
And preferably with some type of growth or increasing amount, because you know that little word that keeps popping up, inflation, that's going to happen whether you like it or not.
Yeah, so Tom Hegner says, well, you know, what is the best thing in the world is guaranteed lifetime income. What is even better than that will be increasing guaranteed lifetime income.
What's even better than that is increasing tax-free guaranteed income.
Exactly. So if it's tax-free, that's even better. That's why usually we recommend people use their IRAs to put into the pension and then convert those IRAs to Roth so that the pension amount is tax-free. So again, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we can give you a free video call to explain to you what is the best way to set up your paychecks and playchecks. So this is the strategy, paychecks and playchecks. So you need to find out how much do you have to set aside to meet that paycheck gap in retirement. Maybe it's $200,000, maybe it's $500,000, maybe it's $2 million. Whatever that number is, you set that aside and we can do a calculation based on today's interest rates. So not all of your money goes into that, just enough to cover your basic guaranteed income expenses. And you know, you might be thinking, well, why wouldn't you want to put all your money in there? Because if you have even more guaranteed income, that's even better, right? Well, the problem is if you do have people you want to leave the money to, then there's not going to be much of a death benefit, if anything, associated with that private pension. Just like when you die, Social Security is gone too.
Yeah. So the pension is designed for your life. And that means linked to your life, your Social Security number. And when you expire, so does the pension.
Now, you can get a joint pension. You and your wife can both get for as long as both of you are alive, or even if one of you dies early, the other one will still get it. And that's fine. But once the second...
That's the only way you can change an IRA to a JRA, joint retirement account.
Exactly. But once both spouses die, then that money is generally gone if you did live a long time. A lot of the newer plans, if you die in the first couple of years, the kids will at least get the remainder that you didn't spend yet. But if you live to an average life expectancy or longer, the money that you put in a pension annuity is probably going to be gone for the kids. So that means you don't want to put all your money there. Hopefully you have enough money saved that you don't need all of it to cover your income gap for paychecks. So what does the rest of the money do? The rest of the money is your paycheck.
Right. So how do we figure this out? So let's say you have $1 million of saved up money and you need another $2,546 to meet your income. So what we would do is we would round it up a little bit, so make it $3,000 just to give you a little bit of cushion. And you want to make it tax-free. Why tax-free, Daniel? Because tax-free is spendable money, right?
Exactly.
Because if it's taxable money, then you got to worry about taxes going up or down or sideways, whatever. But if it's tax-free, that doesn't come into the play. So we need about $3,000 of guaranteed income. So what we do is we do a calculation to find out how much money do you have to set aside, which company is offering the best pension, and what with the lowest amount. So maybe $386,000, and maybe $250,000, maybe $400,000. We don't know. So based on your age, based on your the money and what the interest rates are, environment is at the time, because if interest rates are high, you can get a better rate.
Interest rates have been changing a lot lately, and a lot of the insurance companies change their factors and their withdrawal rates all the time. And so what you need to do is if you want to find whatever is the best one that's going to pay you the most amount of money for the least amount of contribution for this annuity. And let's say that it, we come up with, okay, you need $400,000 in this annuity to cover this $3,000 a month. All right, so we've done that. Now you have $600,000 left, and you can breathe easy because this $400,000 has now paid for all of your expenses for the rest of your life, plus inflation increases.
That's exactly right. You heard that right. This $400,000 has paid for all of your expenses for the rest of your life, no matter how long you live. So now you've taken that off the table.
And you still have $600,000 left in the investments, and you could choose to have it more or less aggressive. You could have some guaranteed, some protected, some in cash, whatever you want to do. But even if you waste it all and you frivolously spend and you get rid of all that other $600,000, you know what? Every month you'll have another $3,000 a month coming from this annuity. So you can never spend it. You never run out of money doing that strategy. And that's why Tom Hegner calls it the paychecks and playchecks strategy. The paycheck is your guaranteed lifetime income. That's Social Security, any pension you already have, and then this private pension annuity thing you got. Those are your guaranteed lifetime income paycheck. And then your playcheck is the rest of the money. So this is fun money. You can do whatever you want with it.
Guilt-free money. You don't have to feel guilty about spending it because you know your expenses are taken care of for the rest of your life.
If you want to drop $50,000 on a trip around the world, go ahead and do it. If you want to start flying first class everywhere, go do it. If you want to be frugal and leave it for your kids, do that too. Whatever you want to do with this extra money, the pressure is off because you have your guaranteed income covered from the beginning. So the paychecks and playchecks strategy gives you that freedom and that flexibility and that emotional stability in retirement, so you don't have to worry about where your next paycheck is going to come from. Now, just because it's fund money doesn't mean you have to have it all at risk. You know, we talk to our clients a lot about, if you don't need to be taking risk, then why do it, right? You don't have a purpose anymore. So most people take risk in the market because they're hoping they'll have enough someday to retire. But if you already have enough to retire, we already guaranteed all your income.
But that's all my life. I got to take risk. If I don't take risk, I'm not going to make any money.
But why? What do you need extra money for? You have enough now that it'll be there. So rather than taking more risk and maybe losing money in the market and then not having it when you need it for extra fund money, maybe it's better to take a lot of that off the table and put it in something that's protected from loss, but not a pension, just something that's protected from loss so you could access it when you need to. But the key is you can do whatever you want with that extra money because your basic income needs are met. So if you like the paychecks and playchecks strategy, then that'll be what you need to do. But you want to be careful because there's a lot of advisors that talk about different annuities, different pensions, and many of them sell them based on some bling. They'll say, oh, you get this 30% bonus, or I saw one the other day, it was 51% bonus. You put in $100,000, you got $151,000 from day one. What you want to check is how much are they actually going to pay you. If it's a pension, the bonus has nothing to do with it. The interest rate has nothing to do with it. What do you get per month? That's the most important thing, because some of the annuities that have a really big bonus actually have a much lower payout factor. So they're actually the same or worse than some other annuity that does not offer a bonus.
So that's just like a squirrel trying to distract you from the rope.
Right. So then what you need to do is find out what are you actually going to get per month? And then is there another annuity that provides you more per month for the same amount of money? Or you can put in less and get the same amount of money.
And then we have software that actually evaluates up to 2,600 different annuity iterations out there. So you don't have to do this alone. We can find out for you. And if you've already looked at something, presented something, we can show you what it is, how it compares to the marketplace.
And one of the last things before we end this segment, I want to say, if you have an annuity that you got several years ago for this type of strategy, you may be able to refinance it. Contact us. Go to riskfeestaxes.com. We'll schedule a free call with you and see if you can refinance your annuity or maybe just work on the paychecks and playchecks strategy.
And you can get that book, Tom Hegna, as well, if you like. Paychecks and Playchecks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasvey. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.